Hello, my name is Della Kopp, Marketing Operations Manager with CPA.com. Welcome to the Digital CPA Podcast. Today, I would like to welcome Enrico Pomerino, founder and CEO of BotKeeper, the future of bookkeeping, to our program. Ranked among America's top entrepreneurs, Enrico Pomerino launched his first startup, ThinkLight, from his college dorm room, which automated lighting design, manufacturing, and financing. ThinkLight quickly grew to an $8.5 million ARR and number 46 on Inc.'s 500 list before he graduated. He then went on to invest in SmartBooks and joined as their managing director to help build and grow a tech-enabled accounting solution, 6 to 40 employees during the 3 years he was there before selling his stake in the company. Enrico then founded BotKeeper in 2015, which built a robot bookkeeper using a combination of AI, machine learning, and skilled accountants, delivering the fastest, most accurate, and lowest cost bookkeeping available. BotKeeper serves 1,000 plus companies and over 100 accounting firms so far. Also recognized as the industry leader in automated bookkeeping, BotKeeper has raised $22.5 million from marquee investors. Enrico also sits on the board of Fidelity Bank and GBNA Healthcare. So Enrico, do you have any other facts you would like to share with our audience today?
No. Thank you very much for the intro. I'm just excited to be here.
Oh, wonderful. So as we think about the digital CPA community and preparing the digital CPA to become future ready, we look at three key areas that we believe some specific competencies are necessary: technical skills, progressive business knowledge, and strong leadership. Though this can be said for running any accounting practice, the approach and strategies are always distinctly different. A digital CPA is not just using technology, but employing it to transform their business environment to be relevant and future ready for clients and staff. Enrico, can you share how you would enable the digital CPA community to be successful?
Sure. Yeah. So our goal and kind of like the way that we view the CPA landscape is that CPAs are incredibly skilled, incredibly intelligent, thoughtful individuals who've pretty much acquired their experience or use their experience to give great insights, critically think about challenges that their clients might be having and help them solve them. And that, unfortunately, like a lot of in order to get to the point where you can be critical or analytical and offer advice or help out, you need to get the data into that client's bookkeeping or accounting software. And what most CPAs find is that they spend, maybe 90% of their time doing the data entry or getting the data in, and then only have about 10% of their time to actually spend looking at it and being like thoughtful and recommendations or advice that they can offer their client. And, of course, there's issues with potentially mistakes that happen or, the data being wrong, all things that just come from like pure human, human error and a lot of data. And our goal was to basically help elevate the CPA out of the basic mundane, tasks of data entry, allow them to spend more of their time doing the things that like they're best at, that humans are really great at, and especially CPAs with all their knowledge and insight, and is how do you help your client's business do more, be better, answer the tough questions and make those tough decisions. And the way that we thought we could help was, well, let's build some machine learning and AI that can automate a bunch of the tedious, time-consuming but very repetitive mundane tasks, freeing up those CPAs to do more of what they love and what I think humans in general are better suited at.
Well, that's actually a good base for the next question that I have for you in regards to driving transformation so that within their practice areas, they could potentially put artificial intelligence into place and describe the experience for a client.
Sure. Yeah. So as I think a lot of CPAs are seeing the landscape shape up, is you've got these AI enabled accounting firms, some of the big four are all building their own AI. And that unfortunately gives, you know, the average accounting firm an unfair disadvantage, because, you know, these other companies are raising tens or hundreds of millions of dollars, or have, you know, tens or hundreds of millions of dollars to invest in AI. And what we thought we'd do is essentially build the AI platform that any CPA or the average, you know, CPA or CPA firm could license and leverage to give them the same advantage and kind of level the playing field as AI becomes more prevalent. So what that looks like is it allows an accounting practice to start licensing our software to do the categorization, classification, and reconciliation. Basically, think of it as like the basic write-up or bookkeeping for their clients. And you license it on a per client basis. You'll watch as that client's QuickBooks account begins to update automatically and consistently moving forward, and how the transactions coming in are properly getting coded and booked. And at the end of the month, things are reconciled and, you know, financials are created, you know, preliminarily for review. And to the client, you know, the cool thing is it doesn't disrupt or change anything that client was doing. It's just now they might notice that, you know, things are happening more consistently, or data is being processed a little quicker. The CPA all of a sudden has more time to spend with the client. You know, maybe like is able to answer calls faster or return emails quicker. And so the client relationship with the CPA will grow stronger because, you know, communication will be enhanced. The frequency of the communication will be improved. And even just like the ability to actually spend extra time doing things like assisting a client with maybe a budget or their plans for purchasing, you know, maybe equipment or, you know, or what have you, just grows deeper. And, you know, the result to the CPA, so the client's benefit is faster, more accurate bookkeeping. We also, part of our platform has dashboards and file management and notes, and makes it easy for them to upload or receipts. And so just, you know, enhances the experience on that end. And to the CPA firm, you know, they're benefiting from being able to like now offload all this mundane, you know, basic data entry and bookkeeping, grow their firm, you know, larger than it was before, because they don't need to, you know, hire as many resources to keep up with the work, freeing up themselves to do more work, more billable hours, more advisory and consulting. The work's going to be done more accurately. And one of the big benefits, obviously, that comes with all this is cost savings. So typically, firms that license BotKeeper will save 30 to 50% on the cost of doing bookkeeping work compared to what they were doing before. And so, you know, that margin improvement is really helpful in a service line that has low margins to begin with.
So along with cost savings, it sounds like there's substantial time savings as well. Do you have any recorded numbers that you can share with our audience?
Yeah, so kind of the way to think about it is right now you might have an accounting manager managing a team of five or six individuals. And those five or six individuals might be doing like this basic bookkeeping. Now they could also be doing some other things, like, you know, say they're also assisting with taxes or tax filings, maybe they're doing a little bit of audit. But if you could free them up from the bookkeeping and have them spend 100% of their time doing tax or 100% of their time doing audit, where, you know, there's higher billable hours and more opportunity for revenue, and you could use BotKeeper to do that bookkeeping, what essentially happens is we're able to free up all that time, allowing you to repurpose those resources. And you still have your accounting manager reviewing the work just like they were before, except now instead of reviewing the work of like a team of human bookkeepers, you're now reviewing the work of a human machine combination bookkeeping. So we still have humans on our end that, you know, validate the machine, correct the machine, ensure its accuracy, and assist it. Because what we found is a machine by itself is 83% accurate, a human by itself is 85 to 95% accurate, a human plus a machine are 99% accurate, so it's a better product. And so your accounting manager will continue to review the work. It's just now they don't have to worry about reviewing or managing the work of like a large team of human bookkeepers. Now they're reviewing and managing the work provided by BotKeeper and freeing up those resources. So it's you know, one of the case studies we saw, a partner cut their team in about half and repurposed that team to do financial advisory, wealth management, and other aspects. So it can be a pretty big time savings. Or if you're an individual, it's just time to you that you have back now that you can work on other things.
That's wonderful news to be sharing with people that are listening today, especially to realize that you can go from a mid 80% range performance to a 99% performance in accuracy and time management savings that is included with all that. That's a huge workflow process improvement overall. So I appreciate that information that you shared on artificial intelligence and transforming practice areas. Anything else you would like to share today?
No, I think, you know, I think the way to think about AI is, you know, I think the media loves to fearmonger and tell you it's going to, you know, put accountants out of business or it's going to, you know, change the industry. And the truth is, yes, it's going to change the industry, but it's not going to be putting people out of business. There's a major supply demand gap. Like, more businesses require more extensive bookkeeping than ever before. And there are fewer accountants entering the industry than ever before. And there's a large number of accountants retiring. And so if anything, AI, kind of the way to think about it, I think as an industry in general, is not this thing that's going to hurt or replace your job, but rather the thing that the only way that you're going to be able to keep up with the work that it's going to be demanded of you or required from you is through the use of collaborating with AI. Building it yourself, probably too costly, too time consuming. Licensing and partnering with, you know, a company like ours is a much easier way to make that happen.
It definitely sounds like it. So I appreciate your time today and your insight. And we're looking forward to having BotKeeper at the Digital CPA Conference in December.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to being there.